Golden Palace. Buffett's I'm half dead, one letter buzzing like a trapped fly. Inside it's standing room only, a human feedlot shoulder to shoulder, all grinning over plates piled mountain high, phones flashing, kids screaming, nobody noticing the floor is alive. The carpet is a living pelt, black, wet, matted with decades of spilled broth, vomit, and baby shit. It breathes when you step, exhales a warm, sour fart of mildew and mouse piss. Under the tables, the nap has grown into fungal dreadlocks that clutch ankles like wet fingers. The kitchen is a crime scene that never got reported. The cook, shirtless, back pocked with oozing boils, uses the same gray rag to wipe his ass after shitting in the mop sink. The cutting board where chicken blood pools thick as syrup, the rim of the fryer where the oil is a solid black crust alive with floating cigarette butts and a used condom bobbing like a jellyfish. He coughs something green into the wonton soup, stirs it in with the same ladle he uses to scratch his crotch. Roaches the size of mice, rats the size of house cats, they don't scatter anymore, they own the place. One drags a chicken bone across the counter while the cook flicks it away with the same hand he uses to scoop fried rice straight into the takeout boxes, thumb deep in every portion, nail beds black with weeks of filth. The buffet trays are archaeological digs. Sweet and sour sauce has grown a thick, fuzzy pelt of mold that quivers when the spoon breaks through. Beneath it, a pink sludge crawling with tiny white worms that came free with last month's shrimp. The mac and cheese is a solid yellow brick with a single green handprint fossilized on top from when a toddler fell face first and nobody cleaned it. Flies land on eyeballs, on open mouths, on the sesame balls. They vomit, shit, mate, lay eggs. All in the same 2-second visit, a woman takes a selfie, blowing a kiss to the camera while a fly crawls across her teeth. The soda machine hasn't been cleaned since the Clinton impeachment. The nozzles drip a slow brown syrup that smells like pennies and ball sweat. Ice is gray, clumped, tastes faintly of freezer burnt fish and the corpse of a mouse that drowned in the bin 6 months ago. The bathroom is a biological weapon, toilet clogged to the rim with a floating island of shit. Tampons and lo mein, the overflow has seeped under the door, merging with the dining room carpet into a single warm swamp. Patrons step through it barefoot, tracking it back to their booths where it mixes with drop general so's into a sticky red-black glue. A baby shits itself at table 12. The diaper fails spectacularly. Mom wipes it up with dining room napkins, drops the soiled wad on the floor, kicks it under the table like everyone else does. By closing time, the pile is ankle high, a communal landfill of diapers, bones, and chewed gum. The health department showed up once. Owner paid them in cash and a blowjob in the walk-in while the inspector kept one hand in the egg drop soup. 5 stars renewed, yet the line still wraps around the building. Reviews glowing, food came out so fast. You have to try the crab rangoons. Kids eat free. Can't beat that. They chew and swallow, mouths full of wriggling life and slow death, smiling through the grease, never tasting the truth. They are the maggots now, and the buffet never runs out of meat.